Thank you for giving me the opportunity. It's always a pleasure to be with you. Unfortunately, because of traffic, we didn't actually get to go up to Santa Barbara. It was 11:30, and I was still stuck in traffic at Summerland. So I'm going to have to check Google Maps before I go up next Sunday to allow enough time. They have it going from 3 lanes to 2 lanes to 1 lane, I think is why. Anyway. See if I can get this to work. It's kind of interesting how it just kind of all works out. Like Dylan was saying with the songs and the lesson, you don't really plan it that way, but it works out that way. That's because I think that guy's in charge. Anyway, so the comic strip is called Pearls Before Swine, which is interesting because that's a reference to the Bible. Anyway. So the pig, I don't know if you've read it, there's a pig and there's a rat. It's pretty sarcastic, so I kind of like it. Anyway, so the pig is watching TV. And he said, it says, if we don't get ahead of this technology, all of a life could be dramatically disrupted. It could launch nuclear missiles. It could cause planes to fall from the sky. It could stop people's pacemakers and make all elevators fall, open all prison doors. It could cause life-threatening shortages of food, fuel, and medical supplies. All aspects of society could be affected. And the rat asked the pig, the latest warnings about artificial intelligence? And the pig says, no, warnings from 1999 about Y2K. And then the rat says, maybe the biggest threat to our well-being is fear. And he says, and then the pig says, shh, this year 2000 could destroy us all. All right. So if you haven't guessed, the lesson is about fear less in a fearful society. It seems like the whole country is being driven by fear, all the things that are happening in the world. So what is a Christian to do during these times? So how are we to handle our anxieties and fears? So we're going to talk about that. Thank you for Edward for reading Mark chapter 4, verse 35 through 41. So Jesus and his disciples have entered a boat to cross the Sea of Galilee. Suddenly a great windstorm arose and the waves were breaking over the boat. The waves were so great that the waves are breaking into the boat. Their boat is filling with water. But something shocking is happening. Jesus is asleep while the boat rises and falls with the waves. And as the water splashes into the boat, look at what the disciples say to Jesus in verse 38. Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? So they're fearful of their lives. This is our cry when we are afraid and filled with worry. Most of us have that. I think it's human nature. But it doesn't seem like that God didn't care. Don't you know what is going on? Do you not care that we could die? That would be a common question I think most of us would have. Now we need to think about this question for a moment, though. Think about what the disciples are asking. Think about what we are asking when we are afraid. Does Jesus care about you? Truly think about this. Does Jesus really care about you? I hope that no matter what we are going through, we would realize that the answer is always yes. Yes, Jesus cares for you. Jesus cares about you. Jesus cares what you are going through, and Jesus cares about your life. But look at what Jesus does, though. Jesus speaks, and the wind stops, and the sea calms. What did Jesus just show his disciples? Jesus showed that he has the absolute control and power over this earth. There is nothing outside of his power. Jesus is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all that we ask or think. And we can see this in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Think about this for a moment. If there is something that Jesus cannot do, is there something too difficult for Jesus? Is there a request that he cannot answer? Is there something that we can ask God that is outside of his skill set? This is what Jesus is showing at this moment. This is why Jesus says what he says next. Jesus says, "Why are you so afraid?" This is God's question to his people. Why are you so afraid? Now think about how the disciples could have answered this question. The answer is obvious. The boat nearly sank and we almost drowned. That is why we are so afraid. We were in danger. That is why we're afraid. What a silly question, right? But it is not a silly question if you understand who Jesus is and that he cares for you. This is the calm that we need. Does Jesus care for you? Yes. Does Jesus have control over the affairs of the earth? Yes. So why are you so afraid? Jesus continues in verse 40. Have you still no faith? In Luke's account, Jesus asks, where is your faith? Do you see what Jesus is showing us? Let us break this down for a moment. Fear comes from a lack of control. When we do not have control, we fear. People are realizing that they do not have control. Now, friends, did we not already know this because God has taught us again and again this lesson? We like to think that we have control, but we know that we do not have any control. This hurts when we see control slip from our hands in our lives. We like to think that we have the control to go to bed and wake up the next day. We forget that our life is just a vapor. Our lack of control is what generates our fear. So you see what Jesus is asking. Where is your faith? You never had control. So why aren't you trusting me? If you believe that Jesus cares and you believe that Jesus has control and we do not, then where is your faith? Faith will not panic, but turn our fear over to him. Let's turn our Bibles to Matthew chapter 6, starting in verse 24 and 30 through 34. So the first, one of the things that we can do is we can fight our anxiety. So Matthew chapter 6. Starting in verse 24. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on it. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day, it is its own trouble. So this passage we know very well and can hold on to during hard times. The first word of the verse is therefore. This means we need to look back at the last verse, which tells us that we cannot serve two masters. Either we serve God or we serve wealth or money. We cannot do both. The implication is this: if we serve God and understand that we cannot serve both, then here is the outcome. Do not be anxious about your life, about what you eat, drink, or your body, or what you will wear. We get to practice this right now, friends. Do not worry about what you are going to eat. Do not worry about, I did it for this morning. Do not worry about what you are going to drink. Do not worry about your body. In short, do not worry about physical things. Now, this is easy to say, but difficult to do. So Jesus is going to tell us how we can do this. This is all about our perspective. It is all about what we focus on and what we think about. So if we are worrying and fearful, then we are thinking about the wrong things. So how do we fight fear and anxiety? First, know that we are valuable to God. We need to know that you are valuable to God. We need to remind ourselves that God does care. God cares about what is happening to us. We know that we are valuable to God because he sent his only begotten Son to us. The cross of Jesus reveals to us the depth of God's love for us. So we are valuable to God, and God feeds the birds, and you are worth more than them to God. You are made in the image of God, and you are made for a relationship with God. Second, your worry is worthless. Can you change anything that is happening? There is only one person who can do anything about this, and it is not us. Only God can change this. What will all of your fear and worry do? What will your worry change? It is strange how we spend so much time in fear and worry over things that we cannot change or control, only to make ourselves feel even worse. So our worry is worthless. And third, God knows what we need. Did you know that God knows what we need? God cared for Israel throughout all of their journeys in the wilderness. God knew they needed water. God knew that they needed food. God knew they needed shelter. Now, God did not always make it easy so that they would see how much that they needed God. And they needed, they went without water for a while so that they would look to God. And they went without food for a while so that they would look back to God. But God knows what we need. God knows you need food. God knows your needs. So stop worrying about it, because God knows what you need. You don't need to worry about it. And fourth, we need to seek God first. The answer to fear is to seek God. Now is the time we need to be seeking God. We do not need to be turning away from God or ignoring God. Seek God first, and he will take care of the rest. We are showing our lack of faith when we think that we have to take care of ourselves and fend for ourselves. God is telling each of us that he will take care of you if you will seek him first. The reason we worry is because we do not believe that God will provide for us sometimes. Let us be honest about this. The reason we make decisions from fear and we worry is because we do not believe God will provide for us sometimes. God does not say he will provide for you if you trust yourself first, or try to take care of yourself first, or worry about your wealth first, and take care of you first. God says to seek him first, and he will provide for you. So we're being given an opportunity to show our God that we trust him. We stand at a moment in time when we can really show God we love him above all else. We get the chance to show him that we love him and worship him when it is time when the time is uncertain and fearful, we get to show God that we believe that He will take care of us today, tomorrow, and from eternity. And then finally, we need to let go of tomorrow. Do not worry about tomorrow. Are you worried about tomorrow? Jesus says not to do that. God wants you to give tomorrow to Him. God wants you to give next week to Him. God wants you to give next month to Him. And God wants you to give all of those future fears and future worries to Him. God has given you today. Live today and let tomorrow go. We can win over worry, but we need to be honest with ourselves. Sometimes we like to worry. We like the feeling of control. We like to think that we have power. We need to ask ourselves two questions. What is God teaching us? What will be my response? Right now, maybe God is teaching you that you have too much hope in this world. Maybe God is teaching you that you have an idol in your health or your wealth. Maybe God is teaching you that you are not ready to meet the Lord one day. Maybe God is teaching you that you do not have control. And maybe God is teaching you that you do not trust Him like you think you do. Maybe God is showing us that we're trying to serve Him and something else. So what is God teaching us? Now ask yourself, how will you respond? Will this show us our gap in faith so that we quickly repent and trust our Lord again? Or will this gap only cause us to trust in ourselves even more? So what is God teaching you? And what will your response be? I think that if we trust God, then we can rejoice, we can be reasonable, use prayer for our worries, expect God's peace, and put our minds on His things, tell God what you need, and thank Him for all that He has done for you. Pray about everything. Worry about nothing. God is near. Look past your circumstances and look to God. So, if you're subject to God's invitation, we ask that you come as we sing the invitation song.
A ruler once came to Jesus by night to ask Him the way of